Thessalonians chapter 2, precisely because they know what it says and believe that the subject matter of that chapter is what they need to pray about. Just as the person who feels the need for a more loving heart and would know to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in order to pray about that. Far more likely, though, is that a person might decide to pray through 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 simply because his daily Bible reading has taken him to that chapter. After reading the chapter, he decides, "This really ministered to me. So instead of going to the Psalms to pray, I'll stay in this chapter and pray through what I just read." Having settled on 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, you read verse 1. "For you yourselves know, brothers, that our coming to you was not in vain." Then perhaps you pray, "Thank you, Lord, for the one who came to me with your gospel. Thank you for his or her faithfulness to share the words of eternal life in Jesus. Thank you for opening my eyes to my need for your salvation, so that I did not receive your gospel in vain." After you say all that comes to mind from verse 1, you turn to verse 2. "But though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated in Philippi, as you know," the words "suffered and been shamefully treated" stand out to you because of the suffering in your own life at present. So you pray about matters related to your suffering and the relief of it. That may lead you to think of people in your family, church, or neighborhood who are suffering, so you pray for them. The words "shamefully treated" may also apply to you personally and prompt prayers about that. Further, they may bring to mind fellow believers near and far who are experiencing persecution for being followers of Jesus, individuals or people groups you've recently heard about at church or in the news. Following those prayers, you continue reading in verse 2. "We had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict." Afterward, you may find yourself praying along these lines.